hands in the air! Now!
I'm really not sure what...
Yeah, Salvatore, you were under arrest.
Arrest? For what?
What for, she asks. Like the smell of laser fire isn't still hanging in the air. If only we'd been a few seconds earlier.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to have done.
Vienna Salvatore, you are under arrest for the murder of Jexy Reagan.
Jexy?
Like it's full of cold.
Oh, why can't I remember?
You'll have to do better than that, Salvatore. I hear the word amnesia several times a day. It's boring. It's dull. It's a lie. Always.
And who are you supposed to be?
You're officially appointed court prosecutor and one of the happiest men on Dill.
Really? And why would that be?
Because your case is so simple, my 3-year-old child could handle it. I'll probably bring a hollow novel to court just to stop me from getting bored.
A smug prosecutor. Love a smug prosecutor.
I'm horrendously overworked. Don't begrudge me an easy day. Why did you kill her?
I didn't.
Of course you did. You were caught in the act. Try again, and this time don't be stupid.
Stupid? I'll give you stupid. Of course I didn't kill her. Jexy was my friend.
The morgue is brimming with dead friends. Your guilt is not in question. We know you did it. I just wondered why.
Fine. I'm not saying another word until my defender is here.
A defender? Don't hold your breath.
You can't put me on trial without one.
Oh, we'll make sure someone rocks up on the day. Office junior, probably. Or someone who works in the canteen. You won't see anyone before that, though.
That's against my rights.
I can assure you it isn't. In cases where guilt is incontestable, the law is allowed to cut corners. What can I say? Budgets have been slashed. You should see the state of my last company flyer. Miserable. Cheapest model on the books.
But it isn't incontestable, because I did not do it.
Fine. Keep saying that. It's tedious, but I can't be bothered to argue.
Am I just supposed to watch you tap away on that thing? Good thing my wrists are chained. I might not have been able to resist making you eat it.
Charming. Just looking up your records. Yourself and Jexy Reagan arrived here on Dill 6 months ago.
We all make mistakes.
Set up a private detective agency on... corner of Forsyth and Klein. Nice address, not short of money then.
Why? Need a loan?
Tough if I did. Your accounts and assets have been frozen. That's what happens when you murder people. How long have you worked with Ms. Reagan?
Can't you look it up?
No, the records start after you arrived here. Don't suppose it matters, just curious.
A long time.
A little too long, perhaps.
No. We were good. We were a team.
A lot of corporate clients, I see.
They pay the rent. Wait. Corporate. Wait. That's right. Needle Inc. We were looking into Needle Inc.
Really? Why?
There was a... Oh, why is my brain being so slow? Hang on. Yes. Delphus Investments. I remember now. A couple of days ago, we'd been... Well, it had been a normal day. Normal for us.
best thing. Brett wasn't a souped-up lawyer hammering through the air at a couple of hundred clicks an hour.
Sounds boring. Computer, any luck with the remote hack?
The flyer has excellent security. Not as good as mine, obviously, but excellent.
Are you hacking the thing or flirting with it?
I'm almost there.
We'll work quicker.
What's the problem? Magnetic clamps are still holding, aren't they? Enjoy it!
I have legs. Wonderful, fully functioning legs. They're how I like to travel, down there, on the ground.
Well, I think it's fun.
Because you're insane!
Hack completed.
Finally. Let's go!
How are Danella's vital signs, computer?
Better than mine, I expect.
She is unconscious, but stable, Miss Salvatore.
See? Looky her! Shut the hatch!
Better.
Much. Cockpit access locked.
Computer, get this door open.
Are you sure, Miss Salvatore?
Why wouldn't I be sure?
I am currently occupied with trying to take control of navigation systems. There will be considerable delay if I redirect my attention to the inner lock.
Navigation's hardly important for now.
I wish that were so, Miss Reagan. You are aware of the Joytech Tower?
Of course I am. Why?
On your current course, you will hit it within 60 seconds.
What?
Get the lock plate off, now!
With what? My teeth?
There must be something we can...
Magnetic clamp! Catch!
Got it. You any good at electronic locks?
No.
Shame, neither am I. Sure, we can figure it out. Lock wires, probably should cut some.
But what if you get the wrong one?
Computer, how are you getting on with the navigation systems?
These really are amazing security protocols, but I'm on it.
Time to collision?
30 seconds.
Oh, to hell with it. It's not like we're dealing with a bomb here.
All of them? You're just gonna yank all of them?
Amazing security protocols.
Lousy locks.
Get the girl out of the way.
Quickly, look!
It is a big tower, isn't it?
Pull her up!
I'm crying!
I have attained full access to flyer systems, Miss Salvatore.
That lot of use that is now!
I am reading a flyer-wide system failure. Your course correction is too steep.
What choice did I have?
Attempting to stabilize. Engaging system-wide reboot.
Reboot? But we're in midair! You'll shut down the engines!
This is all very exciting, I'm sure, but how exactly is this relevant?
It's how we got involved with Needle Inc. Do you want me to talk or not?
By all means, just bear in mind I haven't got all day. I'm presuming, as I'm not talking to a bucket of charred remains, that you didn't crash.
We found somewhere safe to make an emergency landing.
In the middle of Dill City.
Peninsula is currently arriving at boarding platform.
Hi! Anybody got a ladder? It's a bit of a jump from here.
You landed it on top of a train.
Not bad, huh?
I'm sure the Dill Transport Authority would disagree.
Oh, we've done jobs for the DTA. They were fine. Besides, we only scraped the paintwork a little.
And this has what to do with needle ink?
I'm getting to that. The case was to rescue the daughter of Bryn Vindel.
Ah.
She'd been going off the rails for a while, and, well...
This dumb kid is seriously messed up. Look at these things.
Be careful with that stuff.
I know. Mood drug patches, crazy. Happiness, fine, I get that one, but... Guilt? Loneliness? Shame? What kind of screw-up sits at home and thinks, what's missing from my life is a crippling sense of shame?
Someone shameless? Oh, come on, put me through.
Still on hold?
And losing the will to live.
Would an easygoing patch help?
Just put it all in the safe. Given how illegal that stuff is, we don't want it lying around.
The safe? Like I know where that thing is.
Oh, sorry. Hang on.
Oh. You know, most people are happy with a few inches of duralinium. An uncrackable tripodite locking system, laser security, the Vienna Salvatore, queen of the paranoid. She has to keep her valuables in a time bubble.
Oh, not just any time bubble, a DNA-linked time bubble.
Which is why it always throws me when you open the damn thing. 1 minute there's nothing there, then whoosh, we have an extra room in the middle of the office.
Fine, catch. Now lick the scan pad.
Seriously? Lick it?
Unless you want to bleed on it.
Decisions, decisions.
Ugh. There you go. I've added you to the DNA lock.
Oh. Yeah, is that little pinprick of light?
That's it. Tiny, until you open it.
Thanks.
Ah, this starts to make sense. So Jexy Reagan also had access to your money. Did she steal from you? Is that why you killed her?
Of course she didn't. I was making the point that I trust her. Trusted.
But as we've no way of backing it up, and we know you killed her anyway, can you stick to the salient facts? Actually, no. I don't suppose you'd like to tell me where this time bubble of yours can be found. Possession of illegal drugs. I could probably add a few more years to your sentence.
Oh, you'd like that.
I suppose it is a bit greedy. And pointless. By the time we're done with you, you'll never leave the splinter anyway.
The splinter?
Of course. You expected to be in prison somewhere else. Now it's the splinter for you, Salvatore. But do carry on with your story.
Yeah. Hello! Yes, yes. This is Vienna Salvatore. Look, I was promised this was a direct line. I need to speak with Vindel, right? Oh, what? Right.
What's the problem?
Right. Yeah, thanks. Computer, turn on News Channel Prime.
With pleasure, Miss Salvatore.
Unbelievable footage coming in from our camera drones of the tragedy in Vindel.
Mute anchor.
What's happened?
See for yourself. Morning board meeting for the directors of Vindel Corp. Then, all of a sudden, they all get up and...
What are they all doing? Smashing the blaze up?
Just the windows.
What's their problem? Did share prices fall?
Fall is the word. Watch. They just marched out of the window. Every single one of them.
But they... I mean, they didn't scream. They didn't say a word. Their faces, they're all just...
Blank. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they can't do. Surely, why would they all just jump like that?
Nobody knows. And there he is. Bryn Vindel, our illustrious client. Bye-bye, Bryn.
It doesn't make sense.
No. Computer, can you access the news channel's data stream and rip this footage?
I sure can.
We want as much as they have. Not the jumping, but the stuff before that.
On it. Private data store accessed. Footage downloading.
What are you hoping to find?
Whatever we can. Computer, run the boardroom meeting through your lip reading software. I want to know what they were talking about before they decided to go skydiving.
I am afraid it won't be perfect, Miss Salvatore. The reflection from the glass obscures much of the detail.
Just see what you can do.
Data theft? Industrial espionage? Shame there's only one of you. We're racking up enough sentences for several lifetimes.
Like everyone wasn't doing the same thing. Something must have made them want to kill themselves. Are you telling me the Justice Department wasn't working on this within minutes of the news breaking?
And did you have any more luck than we did?
It's just corpulent. Hang on, maybe that's corporate. Blackmail? The other guy's talking now.
The really corporate one, we can see.
Who do Noodle Inc. think? Wahey!
We are. He'll have said, we are.
Oh, yes, maybe. And that's it. They all stop talking.
Pause footage. We don't need to see that again.
Noodle Inc.?
Possibly it was Needle Incorporated, a rival company currently engaged in a potential buyout.
And there's no sign of external influence? Did you pick up any strange frequencies, maybe?
You're thinking someone sent some kind of signal that made them do it?
Someone must have done something.
Nothing that can be picked up via the footage. Though that just means the news drone didn't record it, not that it wasn't there.
Not much to go on.
No.
It took what happened to Pan-Palladian Enterprises to offer the link.
Ah, yes. Their lunchtime barbecue.
You really are a piece of work.
I spend my days talking to people like you, of course I am. Same situation. Full board meeting, then all of a sudden they stop talking and become vacant. This time, of course, they didn't jump out of the window.
No, not this time.
Like I said, spontaneous boardroom barbecue.
Not entirely spontaneous.
No?
Someone thought to bring that gasoline and a match.
True.
Both of which are hardly easy to come by in Dill City.
People are pretty old-fashioned out in the sticks. Some farming vehicles still use internal combustion.
And matches.
Anything more high-tech would have been picked up by security when she arrived at work.
Which shows it was thought through.
Yes. Suppose it does.
But then... you knew that, because you're clever. Annoying, but clever.
Guilty. But it's not my case. I hadn't really given it much thought. Like everyone else, I just saw it on the news.
But you know the link?
Two company boards kill themselves in the same day. No trace of hallucinogenic drugs in their system. Indeed, no trace of any drugs beyond one man who was on heart meds. Nobody else in the room. Clearly, the acts are linked.
And both companies were in line for takeover.
Ah, from...
Needle Inc.
Yeah, as coincidences go.
But surely it's obvious. If Needle Inc. are behind this, how could they expect to get away with it? It's hardly subtle.
Shall we ask them? Hi, Vienna Salvatore and Jexy Reagan, here to see Shardwell Ness.
Do you have an appointment? Miss Ness sees nobody without an appointment.
Just tell her we're here to arrest her for the murder of 23 people. I'm sure she'll free up 5 minutes.
I thought our office was impressive.
I feel like I shouldn't touch anything.
You shouldn't. We're doing okay, but most of these sculptures cost more than our annual take.
Now, you see, you saying that makes me want to break one.
You're a terrible person.
I know.
What's the meaning of this? Who are you people? And what do you mean by accusing me of
murder?
Got your attention, didn't it? Salvatore and Reagan, investigation contractors. We're busy people. We couldn't wait a couple of weeks for an appointment.
What? You mean to tell me this was all just a lie to pull me out of a conference by a pair of private detectives? Do you have any idea how important this meeting is?
I imagine it has something to do with how much it's now going to cost to buy Pan-Palladian Enterprises.
Not much, I think.
A bargain.
I think we can let security handle the rest of this conversation, don't you?
Don't be stupid. You're not stupid. Doing a job like this, you can't be. So why pretend?
Ooh, you don't want us talking to security. You want to find out what we know. Quietly. Just the three of us.
Because then you can decide, really, actually know, how much trouble we might be. Common sense.
And Miss Ness is a common sense kind of gal, isn't she?
Isn't she? Just look at her suit.
Fine! If only to get some sense out of you. What's this about?
It's about two companies you've been hoping to buy.
Pan-Palladian Enterprises and Vindelcorp.
And how, within the space of a day, they just became very affordable.
After their boards killed themselves, ruining their stock value.
We had nothing to do with that.
Well, convenient, though.
Of course it is. It's brilliant.
You're all heart.
I'm a businesswoman, managing director of a huge interplanetary company. You think I can afford a heart? You're quite right. We'll pick up both companies for a song. It's simply the best day. I'm walking on air.
I don't like this woman very much, Vienna.
Look at the million credit gleam of the smile on my face. Then ask yourself if I care. But just because Needle Inc. stands to gain today, that doesn't mean we had anything to do with what happened to those people. There are lots of companies we want to take over. We're a vast, expanding corporation. We buy and sell companies every single day, but we don't kill people to do it. We don't need to. We have money.
Oh, so it's just a coincidence.
You have no evidence that says otherwise.
Now, to me, that sounds defensive.
A little.
I'm simply stating the truth. Other than the fact that those deaths saved us some small change, what have you actually got to threaten me with?
Small change, you hear that?
I think she was trying to impress us. Are you impressed?
No.
Your posturing is getting tiresome.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
It's not even as if you're the boss here. Not really. You're just a caretaker.
Mr. Needle will not be returning to us anytime soon, as every person with a newsfeed is only too aware.
Actually, we had to look it up. Happened just before our time. Seems your Mr. Needle was a very naughty boy.
He had issues.
He had a fully powered laser rifle and the urge to use it.
On everyone between his penthouse office and the 49th floor?
48th. The 49th was closed for refurbishment.
That's right. Six floors in total, a death toll of 32.
Apparently, the laser rifle was so hot by the time he stopped shooting, it had to be surgically removed from his hands.
Like I said, issues.
Were you working that day?
I was two systems away, overseeing a new mining operation on Vartok.
Lucky girl. So here we have another violent tragedy out of nowhere and
Rex Needle had no previous signs of instability.
And it couldn't have worked out better for you, could it? You end up running the company. Yay!
Those coincidences, they do keep piling up.
Right, that's it. I've given you more than enough of my time, and it's clear you have nothing worthwhile to say.
Oh, that last one struck home, didn't it?
It certainly did.
You have 10 minutes to clear the building before security are given orders to inflict a considerable amount of damage.
Well, that was fun.
You had nothing on her at all, did you?
No. And neither do the Justice Department, or she'd be the one in an interrogation room.
Maybe her old boss knows something?
You could ask him.
Ask him yourself. You'll be sharing a prison with him soon enough.
No, I will not! Because I didn't kill Jesse Reagan!
Salvatore, sit down and calm down. I won't tell you again.
I didn't kill her. I didn't kill her. I can't have... I would never...
No, Vienna! Think what you're doing! Think!
Put down the weapon! Drop it! Drop it now!
Salvatore?
My memory, I just... No! There's an explanation for this. I would never... Wait. Okay. Wait. Oh, there's something. Oh, why won't my head work?
Genetics?
You're not helping.
I'm your prosecutor. Why should I? You may have concussion. You're... Well, have you looked in a mirror lately?
See one in here?
True. You've been in the wars. Let's leave it at that. So, what happened after you went to see Miss Ness?
Yes, something. Something that's linked to this. I know it. Okay, we left the building, and Jexy said... She said...
That felt good, but it didn't get us far. Not without proof.
No. And let's be honest, beyond the fact that neither of us could stand her, we don't actually have anything to go on. Yes, there have been three tragedies she's benefited from, but...
But there's nothing to link what happened today to Rex Needle getting trigger happy months ago.
At least not that we know of. Computer, what can you get me on the Rex Needle shooting?
The security footage is in the public domain, patching it through to front display.
Oh, joy.
Pause footage. There. Look at his face.
Vacant. Like he's not even there. Interesting. It's not proof, though.
No. No, it isn't. Computer, are there any interviews with Needle after the event?
Several. He gave a press conference on his first day in court.
Let's see it.
I don't intend to waste my time answering questions and don't bother asking any.
But I'll say this. You've all received copies of my official statement, but let me clarify. I did not do this. I would never do this. I had no reason to. I'm aware of the security footage, and there could be no other explanation that it's been faked, and that this entire business is an insidious, obscene attempt to frame me. I am not a murderer.
I am not a murderer.
Except he was, wasn't he? The video footage wasn't faked. He killed those people. And Justice Medics found no drugs in his system, no evidence that he had been controlled in any way.
Sound familiar?
Perhaps. But the point still stands. He murdered those people and is now serving his time, just as you will soon be serving yours. Or are you trying to convince me you are being controlled by an outside influence? An outside influence that leaves no trace whatsoever, I hasten to add.
Controlled? Wait, is that it? Is that what...
Vienna, listen to me. Put the gun down. It's me. It's Jexy.
I know. And I'm going to kill you.
No, Vienna. Think what you're doing. Think!
Can I see the body?
What?
Oh, Jexy's body. Can I see it?
Don't be ridiculous. Of course you can't. Besides, what do you want to do? Hold her cold hand? Beg for forgiveness? You shot twice on maximum intensity.
I couldn't have.
And yet you did. As for being controlled, that's unlikely to get you far with a jury either. Or me, for that matter. Do you seriously expect me to believe someone was forcing you to shoot your partner against your will?
Maybe. I think maybe that's... Oh, Jexy.
People cannot simply be controlled like puppets. No way. Even if there was any scientific evidence to suggest someone could be hypnotized to commit murder, which there isn't, there would be no way of proving it.
Not hypnosis, no. It couldn't be.
No, it couldn't. People cannot be remote controlled. It's a scientific absurdity and it won't wash.
The driver.
What?
But the driver of the transport flyer. We'd left Needle Inc. and we were flying back to our office when...
Whoa! Hey! Oh. Computer, rear view.
Miss Salvatore, a grade 14 transport has made contact with the flyer.
Oh. Oh, you noticed that, huh?
Give me manual control.
Manual control activated.
He's coming again!
Well, then he'll have to work harder. Hold on. Oh.
Maybe he was just impatient?
Oh! What's with the traffic today?
Vehicle is last year's Cordell model. top of the range. Currently retailing at...
Scrap value if they keep this up. On it.
Vehicles are changing their pre-programmed course, Miss Salvatore.
And heading straight for us? What's wrong with these people? Oh.
We wanted proof of mind control.
And now it's coming from all angles. Oh, Vienna, go right!
Got it! Whoa! That was close.
Hey! That was closer!
Computer, when's the next Delta Line train due at Vine?
The next Delta Line train due at Vine Station will arrive in 9 minutes.
Time enough.
Time enough? Time enough for what?
For us to use the tunnel between Vine and Lewis.
You're not serious.
Know a better way to shake these guys off? I can't avoid them all.
Oh, this is such a terrible idea.
Not if it works. Hang on.
The next train to arrive at Platform 12 is the 17th.
I hate flyers!
I'm all over this. Besides, the tunnel's pretty straight.
What if something comes the other way?
Nothing's due for ages, right, computer?
The next train to arrive at Platform 33... doesn't actually appear to be slowing down. In fact, it's...
Move back from the platform! All passengers on Platform 33, move back!
What is it with the Is there something coming or not?
The train on this line is behaving erratically.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew it. This is all going to go horribly wrong.
Behaving erratically, how?
It's not stopping at its designated stations. In fact, it's increasing its speed.
So it's heading straight for us?
Yes, Miss Reagan. That is exactly what's happening.
How long?
At current velocity, the train will collide with this vehicle in 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Great!
Estimate time to Lewis Station?
2 minutes and 51 seconds.
2 seconds? I'm not dying for the sake of 2 seconds. There must be a way to increase our speed.
You are currently traveling at maximum velocity.
Can we turn around?
There is insufficient clearance. Sorry.
2 seconds, computer. That's all I need. 2 seconds. Is there a safety limiter on the throttle?
The maximum speed is restricted by the power cells. You are utilizing maximum power.
So if we could boost their power, we'd increase speed?
There is no way to boost their power.
Yes, there is. Overload them. Cause a critical reaction... Then they'll kick out more juice.
Only for a short time, and then they'll explode.
In 2 minutes, so will we. Do it!
Instigating overload in power cells. Estimated time to the power cell's detonation, 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
We're speeding up! Will we make it?
If we maintain current velocity, we will arrive 5 seconds before the train. You will then have a further 25 seconds until the flyer explodes.
25 seconds? That's a lifetime.
Please don't say that. We'll need to get pretty fast.
One problem at a time, Jexy.
Platform 29 is refusing to stop. As for the flyer also approaching Platform 29, well, that's nothing to do with us.
Unbelievable.
It's what happened.
I mean, it's unbelievable it took until now for one of you to end up dead. Had it occurred to you that you were flying a bomb that could kill countless others?
I wouldn't have let it come to that.
There's confidence and then there's egotism.
And then there's knowledge. I knew it would be okay.
How could you be sure?
Because of what's on the other side of Lewis train station.
Lewis Reservoir.
Yeah. A long swim to shore, but at least we still had all our arms and legs.
You realize contaminating public water is another offense.
Do you really think I care?
No, I don't imagine you do.
We survived. We both made it.
Only one of you wouldn't be alive for much longer, would she?
That's it. From now on, no more flyers. Today has been too much about flyers. I'm gonna walk everywhere. Walking's nice. You can't die from walking. Oh, Vienna, what the hell are you... Oh. Vienna, get off! What the hell was that? Oh, Vienna, not you as well. Stop kicking me! Fine, you can't help this, I know that, I get it. I'm sorry. Please, Vienna! Go down! And stay down! Sorry, Vienna, but you'll thank me when you wake up. Oh, maybe you won't if you feel as sore as I do. Computer... I need a rental transporter delivered to this location.
Would an ambulance not be better?
No, too many questions. I'm sick of questions. I want answers. We'll be going back to the office.
If you're sure.
Just do it, would you? We gotta get the landlord to fix that elevator. Handcuffs, I think. Sorry, but I don't really know who you're gonna be when you wake up. Reckon you'll need one of these, too. Vienna?
What do you think?
I think I'll keep the drink. Who are you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Really? You gonna play hard to get? I don't think so. You're talking to me. You don't normally talk, so I'm figuring... Well, I'm figuring you're in the mood to show off.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just talking to you because I know what happens next.
And what's that?
You die.
Oh, nice. You're confident.
Do you see anything in what I've done over the last few hours that gives me reason not to be?
Oh, it's been impressive, I'll give you that. And you're clearly in no danger.
Clearly.
Because I obviously can't hurt you because you're not really here.
Obviously.
So this conversation is a bit one-sided.
Isn't it?
Makes me wonder why you're bothering to have it. Are you playing for time?
Not anymore.
Stupid! Should never have let you get the drop on me.
No, you really shouldn't.
You're saying you remember nothing after the crash?
Not much. There are flashes. Little moments. But I wasn't...
In your right mind?
I don't think I was in my mind at all.
But you know what happened. To your partner. To Jexy Reagan.
Yes. I remember that now. She was shouting. Begging.
Vienna, you must still be in there somewhere. Fight this, whatever it is, fight it.
She's not listening.
Vienna, listen to me. Put the gun down. It's me. It's Jexy.
I know. And I'm going to kill you.
No, Vienna! Think what you're doing! Think!
Put down the weapon! Drop it! Drop it now!
What? Stand back! Hands in the air! Now!
I'm really not sure what...
Yes, Salvatore, you were under arrest.
Arrest? For what?
What for, she asks. Like the smell of laser fire isn't still hanging in the air. If only we'd been a few seconds earlier.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to have done.
Vienna Salvatore, you are under arrest for the murder of Jexy Reagan.
Jexy? I killed her.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't really me.
It was your finger on the trigger.
Yes.
And that's all that really matters.
Oh! I should have found a way to stop it! I should have been stronger.
You'll certainly need to be in the years to come. I believe life is tough on the splinter. See you in court.
Prisoner will stand. Move.
Coming direct to you this morning from the trial of Vienna Salvatore. The private detective is on trial for the murder of
Mute anchor.
Not so full of yourself now, are you, Miss Salvatore?
Silence in court.
Thank you, Your Honor. You have heard the evidence, and there seems little doubt of the verdict. Vienna Salvatore killed her partner, Jexy Reagan, with two shots fired from her handgun. An act the Justice Department were sadly mere seconds away from preventing. The prisoner is unable to present a viable defense. Tales of mind control and corporate conspiracy are all very entertaining, but hardly constitute evidence. Her background checks are inconclusive. Her day-to-day business practices alarming. It is perhaps some small relief that the death toll wasn't higher. Salvatore is clearly an extremely dangerous, extremely irresponsible woman, and it was only a matter of time before her behavior ended in tragedy. It is the hope of the prosecution that you will show the harshest possible sentence for her crime. It is the hope of the prosecution that Salvatore will live out the rest of her questionable life on the splinter. It is the fate she deserves.
Does the accused have any final words?
Jexy Reagan was my friend. I did not kill her.
Evidence has been compiled and analyzed. Vienna Salvatore's guilt is confirmed.
No!
The prisoner is sentenced to life imprisonment in the splinter. Nobody leaves the splinter. Nobody survives the splinter. The splinter is where Vienna Salvatore will die. This court hopes that day is a long time coming.